This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last week in Cairo, Egyptian troops fired on supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. In June, anti-government protests in Turkey were broken up by what the Council of Europe deemed to be excessive force. And in Brazil, weeks of demonstrations climaxed on June 21st, when millions spilled onto the streets in more than 100 cities. Over 180,000 citizen-made videos captured the throngs in Brazil alone, some uploaded to support charges of undue police violence that were made by Amnesty International and other civil rights groups. As amateur media grows increasingly integrated into protest coverage, software developed by researchers at the University of California at Berkeley could support and protect activists against unjust persecution. Called the Rashomon Project, the program synchronizes films taken from multiple angles to create a complete timeline that could be used as evidence of abuse during human rights trials. Ken Goldberg is professor of engineering at UC Berkeley and leader of the Rashomon Project. Ken, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
Well, first the title. The 1950 film by Akira Kurosawa comes to mind, showing the same incident through the eyes of several characters. Is that what your project is aiming to do?
Exactly. We were very interested in the Kurosawa film. My wife is a filmmaker, and I work with her on films. So I'm very interested in that reference in particular. What we're trying to do is similar, is realize that people can see things from many different angles and perspectives. How can we put that together to really understand what happened?
Well, there has been a huge uptick in the manufacture and upload of amateur photos and of protests as well, which can have some drawbacks as pure journalism. So what are some of those drawbacks, and how does the Rashomon Project aim to rectify them?
Well, one of the drawbacks is that you get this data from many different sources, as you noted, and it comes in through the web. From some of it's reliable, some of it may not be. People don't know what to trust. It hasn't been carefully compiled and edited by a professional team. So what we're trying to do is provide tools that will allow people to submit information, documentation like video and photographs, and then we'll assemble it into a timeline, where all the information has a unified timeline, so you can compare different documentation, different videos from the same critical moment during a protest. So, for example, we were inspired by the use of pepper spray at some of the protests on the UC Davis campus about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And what happened was there were almost immediately, and it was extremely well documented, images and video went up on a whole different number of sources, from YouTube to Vimeo to Facebook, etc. And what happened was people got in and they saw one or two of these, and they drew often different conclusions. People felt it was outrageous, some people thought it was justified, etc. And the problem is that there wasn't a way to organize all of that information together in a way that you could study it and really draw a much more informed conclusion.
Well, I imagine, like in the case of the protests in Brazil, for example, in June, in late May and June, hundreds of thousands of videos uploaded. What do you do when you get a deluge of that? How do you organize it?
That's right. So one of the things is when there's just fragmented video that's spread out over a long period of time, it's very hard to make much use of that. This tool, Rashomon, is particularly useful for is when there's one critical event, when there's some particular clash or conflict, where there's an injury involved or there's something that's particularly controversial. That is when oftentimes many cameras get pointed at the same particular physical scenario, and that's when we want to be able to take that and show that from multiple perspectives at the same time.
I guess that would address the idea that people could doctor a video, or a video could be edited in such a way. When you have so many different perspectives, you've got more information to choose from.
Exactly. So one of the biggest issues here is how do you create better sense of evidence from this documentation? It's very easy for people to edit out something that's, you know, inconvenient, that they don't want people to see. But it's very hard to do that when you see multiple videos all arranged on a common timeline, right? You would see gaps. And that's what we're looking for, is how do you make sure that everything is coherent, everything is out there, and so then you can see what might be hidden, what some one individual might be trying to hide.
We're speaking with Ken Goldberg. He's a professor of engineering at UC Berkeley. He's also leader of the Rashomon Project. It's a kind of creation of a new software that helps activists synchronize amateur video coverage of potential human rights abuses, for example. walk us through the technology, if you would. Citizens are uploading this information. It is all going through what, a central filter? Could this be replicated and handed to other servers? I'm just trying to figure out the scale of the project.
So absolutely. Right now, we have a server system on campus at UC Berkeley, and we are very much looking forward to working with activists who have footage. We'll be able to take that and quickly assemble it together for them. We're also interested in protecting the privacy of individuals for obvious reasons. So one thing we do is once we get the video, we strip out all the data that could be identifying. And we're also making use of new tools for blurring faces.
Uh-huh. So there won't be retribution for them afterwards.
That's right. Now, none of that is completely perfect, because if someone has another video that doesn't have the blurring, they could piece together who were the individuals,
mm-hmm.
right? That makes it very challenging. But there are some nice tools out there that can identify faces and automatically blur them. And then we supplement that by manually going in and blurring faces so that we can ensure that at least with what's on our documentation doesn't reveal faces.
How do you get the perspective then of the cops or the military, of the riot police? Is that all public access information?
No, very rarely, but it could be. So, for example, if they wanted to show their side of the story, they could submit that information, and that could be put in there alongside the other information. We're not trying to bring a particular agenda. What we want to do is have a tool that can be used to show all different perspectives, as many as possible, so that the public can then draw their own conclusions.
It's so interesting to think about how this software might have been used in the past to give us different versions of events. I mean, do you think about that?
I do. In fact, of course, you think about the Zapruder film from JFK,
mm-hmm.
and that had there been multiple videos around, if people had had cell phones at that time, and if there had been lots of documentation, how that might have been useful for being able to reconstruct what happened.
So Rashomon is in its early stages. Where do you hope it might go in the future?
There's a couple of things we're excited about. One is to use the audio signal to do automatic time alignment. If there's a particular event, particular sonic event, such as the sound of a bomb going off, that signal would be unique in a number of different videos. And we can use that to synchronize videos. That's one area we're very excited about. The other is being able to reconstruct the three-dimensional environment from multiple videos. And there's a very exciting research coming out in what's called structure from motion, where you can take video sequences from different angles, different perspectives, and use those, combine them to reconstruct the physical environment and also the positions of each camera.
This, I'm not sure what stage this is in, the testing stages, or have you actually been able to use it to draw any conclusions and make any cases for human rights abuses?
We haven't worked on cases yet, although we're in contact with people from Amnesty International, but we have a website. If you do a Google search on Rashomon Project, it'll pull up examples that we've put together from a number of recent incidents, like the water cannon incident that was in Istanbul, Turkey. There's one on a raid on Taksim Square, and also in Istanbul. We have the pepper spray incident data on there. So you can go in and see examples. And then we're very interested in talking to groups that have data or anticipate that they'll have data, and we'll be very interested in working with them. And we are also talking with sponsors, such as the Knight Foundation, who are interested in how this can be used for citizen journalism.
Well, we'll make sure to put a link to the Rashomon Project at wordofmouthradio.org. Ken Goldberg, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Ken Goldberg, professor of engineering at the University of California at Berkeley. He's also leader of the Rashomon Project. That's a software that can be used to sync up amateur videos to get more complete pictures of events.